This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for your Wednesday. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, grain futures are trading mostly higher today, with the exception of soy, oil, and oats, much like we saw 24 hours ago. World equity markets are mostly higher this morning. Tuesday's trade in the U.S. was mixed, with another new high in the S&P 500, but a lower close in the Dow, primarily due to 3M, which was down sharply due to lower guidance. Interest rates are higher, and the market seems to be getting comfortable with the idea that there may not be as many rate cuts this next year. Overnight, China cut its reserve rate for Chinese banks, another effort to stimulate the Chinese economy. Wednesday, we're going to see flash PMIs from S&P in both services and manufacturing. The Dow right now, again, up 82 points. European markets are higher across the board. Asian markets are mixed. Japan's Nikkei down almost 1%. China's Shanghai Composite is up almost 2% here on the overnight. Looking at the livestock from yesterday, it was a supportive day for the livestock industry in all three markets. They're closed higher thanks to strong demand. Both pork and beef markets see opportunities this year as traders were confident based on that narrative. Hog prices closed higher on the Daily Direct afternoon report, up 81 cents with a weighted average of 47.34 on just under 3,900 head. The March corn report, again, being up, and soy meal being up as well, saw very interesting relations with the fact that livestock went up with higher feed costs as well. We'll take a look at those market numbers for you. That's coming up next. Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. March corn up 2 at 448 and a half. Soybeans up 1 1/4 at 1240 and 3/4. Soy meal up $3.30 at 364.40. Soy oil down 20 cents at 48.01. Chicago wheat up 6 3/4 at 603 1/4. Kansas wheat up 6 at 623 and a half. Minneapolis wheat up 3 cents at 702 even. Oats down 5 1/4 at 365 even. And that's been a check of the overnight markets and financials here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.